Without a passport, the act of Polish citizenship effectively prevents cases of statelessness among children by granting Polish citizens to children born in Poland whose parents were unknown, do not have any citizenship, or their citizenship is undefined. And additionally, the act does not allow the acquisition of Polish citizenship to be conditioned on the prior loss of foreign citizenship. Polish law is based on the principle of the right of the blood, where citizenship is acquired through parents, whereas some international organizations propose adopting principles of the right of the soil. And in Poland, as a rule, in the area of legalization of state, a stateless person is treated in our country like any other foreigners. Thanks to special provisions in the Act of Foreigners, the lack of passport as a travel document does not constitute an obstacle for the foreigner obtaining a residence permit. And when it comes to the question relating exploitations of foreign workers, we do cooperate via regulation of the Ministry of Interior Affairs on the carrying out both the guards of officers of checks of the legality of performing works by foreigners, conducting business activities by foreigners, and entrusting foreigners. And employer who employs a foreigner in illegal manner must expect criminal sanctions, while a foreigner who performs work illegally may be issued a decision obliging the foreigner to return or a fine. And it's also punishable to demand financial benefit from a foreigner in exchange for taking steps to obtain a work permit on other document authorizing the performance of work to introduce another person to entrust a foreigner with illegal performance of work by misleading, exploiting error or inability to properly understand the action being taken. And of course, I want to underline in summary that every situation is treated individually, and we try to do everything to for the good of the migration workers that stay in Poland.
And now
the, my colleague, it is important to underline that border guards who are responsible for performing checks on the legality of employment for,